3. Sloan takes his private jet back. He drops me off at O'Hare on his way out of the country, and suddenly I'm Homer Simpson again, down here with the rest of you. I spent the night at a business suite hotel in Sioux Falls, along with Sloan's flight crew. The flight attendant and I found each other at the hotel bar, and then she used my body as impersonally and athletically as a stairmaster. In her mind, I was barely in the room at all, which, honestly, is the way I prefer it. I should be in a better mood, but I threw up twice this morning, the chemo trick from yesterday catching up with me, and the Vicodin I swallowed with my morning coffee does nothing to shut out the herds of people in the airport. Now there's pain and anxiety and boredom and discomfort from every person I pass, poking me like thorns. I get caught behind a morbidly obese man with a brand new knee replacement, buzzing slowly along the floor on a scooter. His whole body is a collection of aches and pains, and his thoughts are an ongoing obscene phone call. His fat is like a wet wool blanket, hugging every inch of him under the skin. His fake knee is giving me a real limp by the time I manage to get around him. The doors to the first-class lounge don't screen out the mental noise, but the anxiety level is lower in here, at least. Most of these people are more worried about making their connecting flight than about how they'll pay next month's credit card bill. Believe me, that's an easier burden to bear. I start looking for my contact. Sloan was on his way to Switzerland for a high-security retreat with all the other men who run the planet. That's why he needed the jet. He will be locked down and completely out of touch for the next week or two as he goes off with presidents and prime ministers to think big thoughts at high altitudes. I can reach Gaines if I need anything, but Sloan also provided one of his employees to go with me on the job, someone to pay for plane tickets, hotel rooms, and any weapons or supplies I decide I might need, a walking expense account and executive assistant. I asked him what my credit limit was, and he said, "I'll expect a phone call if you buy a yacht. Anything below that is DGAF. DGAF is a technical term in finance for don't give a fuck. I sense her eyes on me before I see her. 20s, business suit, skirt combo, tasteful makeup, unobtrusive jewelry, none of which does a thing to hide the fact that she's stunning. She cuts through the crowd.